Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Coming in with a bang.
With a bang.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to South Park Season 18, Episode 1. Stephen Lemieux here, Phil Svitek here. But you know what, Stephen Lemieux? Go fund yourself.
Actually, my name's Phil Svitek now. It was open domain.
I believe it's trademarked. Check it, bro.
No, took it. I'm Phil Svitek. You can find it on Kickstarter, actually. If you search for Phil Svitek, it's my company.
All right. Before we get into the episode of Wednesday night, first, let's talk about something. How in the hell can they still come up with amazing stuff? Now, you could say that it's been off for a while, right? We didn't get an episode since, I believe, December of 2013.
It's been a while. It's been a long while.
Yeah.
But brilliant. I was watching, like, I got to watch 5 minutes of it before I, like, sat down later to watch the full of it. And from the 5 minutes, I was like, this is absolutely brilliant.
But do you think it's because they had, I mean, a lot of it is very current and relevant. However, you could make the argument that they had a lot of time to think about this episode as opposed to the normal 7 days. Now, you know, the second episode, we'll see how much it can live up to this episode. But the fact that 18 seasons in and you could arguably say this was the best South Park episode.
I mean, I wouldn't say this is the best one,
but you can argue it.
Yeah, you could argue. I mean, it touches on so many current topics. And I think the great thing about it is, even if they've had so much time to create this episode, it still has things that are so current and mixed with the things that aren't that current that I have hopes for the season and how they can weave this, like, web of stuff that's kind of like 6 months old, but you still have it in the back of your mind. Like, the Redskins isn't. The Redskins, honestly, the whole name thing with the Redskins is fairly old at this point.
But it worked so well because they tied Ray Rice
exactly.
into it. They tied the commissioner into it.
All of it with all the current things. And I wasn't quite sure. I mean, we got a little bit, but I feel like there's still more to dive into with the whole, they've done the football team now, but I feel like this season we're going to get something about the racist coaches in basketball.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've been there with college sports in terms of student athlete. Yes, please tell me more. What, they work for free and they make me money? Student athlete.
This is where we got Crack Baby Olympics, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I think that there's gonna be a huge play on the basically on how everything is racist now.
Okay.
I think specifically we'll
Donald Sterling.
Yeah, I think Donald Sterling plus the recent news development with the guy who was talking about, oh, we're not selling as many tickets to white people. We need to, because we're selling them more to the black people. Like, that's a recent thing. Another team's being sold and being taken away from an owner. South Park is really going to dive into that, I'm hoping, because with this one being so on point with everything that's going on in football right now, with the domestic abuses and the things like that, and now Kickstarter and the Redskins, I can't wait for this season.
Which, by the way, you know, I mean, So let's talk about the first aspect of it. I'm going to call it the Silicon Valley effect, right? Only because that was such a popular show, right? And it's all about startups and, like, how cool startups are. And, like, I mean, if you really look at it, there's so many damn startups everywhere.
I didn't write down notes for this, but what was the list again? The rules 4, 1 through 4?
Oh, you talking about those? Oh, okay, yeah. Startup. Cash in, sell out, bro down.
Okay, startup, yeah. Cash in, sell out.
I thought you were going to ask me for all the startup company possible names. I was like, no, I ain't.
No.
Butternuts, jiggled, prodigious, Hasselback.
Prodigious ball sack sitting on a table lonely with cum. I don't know. There was a lot of them. Honestly, I thought it was so great because all I could think about was when myself and you and Kevin were all trying to think of the new name for the movie thing, and I was just like,
"You mean Movie Talk Nation?
Movie Talk Nation. Everything is taken. What are we going to do? How about Ball Sack Wiener Jizz? Like, no, it's taken."
Yeah.
I was enjoying it.
But yeah, I mean, that was amazing. And, you know, Kickstarter has been around for such a long time. And now, you know, it's even funny in that way because there's now Indiegogo.
Mm-hmm. GoFundMe.
Is that, yeah.
Yeah, is it FundMe or GoFundMe?
There's something Fund like, Anything.
Fund Anything. It's a bunch of guys who want to take 5% and not have to do anything and just sit around doing nothing.
I mean, it's, you know, in many ways, it is altruistic. In other ways, like...
It's brilliant.
Okay.
Like, I can't exactly, like, talk shit because they did it first. Like, it's brilliant. Like, yeah. The fact that they created a website where everyone gives random people money, but they take some of it and they don't really have to do anything is kind of amazing. Welcome to capitalism.
And, you know, this wasn't a big, big point of it, but the fact that you can fund pretty much anything, and again, just any startup, and we'll talk about their startup in particular, but remember, what was it? He wanted to make
potato salad?
Potato salad. I was going to say Popeye, but yeah, potato salad. And it started like 10 bucks.
Yeah, and he wasn't even like trying. It just became, it was the first person to do something completely inane and dumb. Well,
that we know of.
Blatantly inane and dumb. And people just started spreading it, spread on Twitter, became a phenomenon. The guy raised what was it, $120,000?
For potato salad.
For making potato salad. And his little, like, goals, like the Reacher goals, where you get little bonuses, were like, I'm going to add bacon to the potato salad. You know what? I'm going to put the potato salad in its own little bowls. You know what? If I hit $50,000, I'm going to throw a party where I make the potato salad, and you're all going to get to try the potato salad if you're here. If you donate $3,000, I'll pay for your plane ticket to come to the party to eat our potato salad.
Yeah, it just became ridiculous.
It's like when they interviewed the kid, they're like, so why did you give money to the Washington Redskins? Like, I don't know. Just seemed funny at the time.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
It's like you got $5 in your account, you click a button, you're like, I get a t-shirt or I get a hat. Oh, man.
Yeah. Definitely a trend. Obviously used more heavily in the entertainment world, but again, potato salad not excluded.
Well, I do want to say, like, it does have its uses. So, like, I've seen a lot of people do Kickstarters that are very successful, and they've created a great product out of it. They've done it very well, and without Kickstarter, they probably would not have done it as easily. So it's great, but at the same time, it deserves to be made fun of in the respect of people just sitting in a building getting 5% for doing nothing.
I think it's that. And there's other ones where, like, if you don't meet the goal, they get a higher percentage, but you still get to keep the money. Unlike, you know, if you don't make the goal, then all the money is put back. So I get – and
– I mean, I've seen friends that are just sending mass invites out to donate, and it's like things like, hey, I don't have any major roles in anything, but I'm SAG eligible, so donate to my $3,000 fund so I can pay for my SAG card. When it's really just like, really?
But here's, and when that gets taken to a wider level, as did in South Park, where you literally say that, what's nice is you talked about the t-shirts and things like that. You have to have some sort of incentive. And I, you know, I think we might have talked about Veronica Mars. Somehow it tied into the past episode, season 17. Regardless, even if we didn't, that was a successful campaign because the perks were phenomenal. Whereas, like, I feel like there's a lot of people getting into Kickstarter, as in the boys of South Park, that are like, oh, cool, we'll just make all the money and we don't have to worry about anything. Well, what are you giving back? Nothing.
Did you pause it at all to look at their little incentives?
No, I didn't even look at that.
It's like $25. You may think you're getting something, but you're really getting nothing. $50. You know what? We're going to reward you with nothing. It's like everything's just nothing. And it even explains, like, guys, we will give you absolutely nothing. And while this appears to be a legitimate business that will give you something, we assure you, you will get nothing.
That's quite funny, actually.
I do want to, like, bring up, because I don't know if people have heard of it, one of the most successful Kickstarters I've ever seen was just recently with LeVar Burton.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the Reading Rainbow. He brought back the Reading Rainbow, and I think it raised, like, $4 million.
I funded it.
Yeah, Marissa funded it.
Yep.
It was a good thing to fund. I thought that was a great idea, and it preyed upon our nostalgic childhoods for wanting some a Reading Rainbow hat or something, but it has a great cause, and it raised so much money. It's ridiculous what people can do and what they can accomplish, because there's no way you're going to raise $4 million just calling up friends and being like, hey, so you want to throw me some money? I'm going to call Phil right now. Hey, Phil, how's it going? You got a great deal. If you give me $50, I'm going to give you a T-shirt.
I mean, you could. You just have to have wealthier friends.
Yeah.
It's the quantity versus quality.
Yeah.
Debate. So if you have quality, then you could do it. If you don't, then you need quantity, and quantity comes from Kickstarter.
Well, it's easier to get 1,000 people to give you $1 than it is to get one person to give you $1,000.
Let's talk Ray Rice. Let's talk NFL.
All right. So they can't find a name. They try so many names. They're at the bus stop. You don't know what the hell's going on at the beginning of the episode, because they're just saying the most random words.
And staring blankly into space, like no one's blinking about anything.
Yeah. I was like, are they like dreaming? Are they like doing something? I don't know. And then when you finally see them in front of the computer, it's like, God damn it, that one doesn't work either. And the woman's on the phone like, no, that one's taken.
Yes. So in true fashion, the Washington Redskins is available.
And then we have Kyle, who's not quite sure on the name.
Yes. I love the Redskins swag all over the office. It's great because they didn't have to, like, they just bought it. They didn't even have to do anything. Like, no, because trust me, when you create a logo and a business, you have to create product. You know, you want to have some swag. We've been there. We have some. It sucks.
Yeah. I mean, if there was another network called the ABTV Network that we could just go in and buy mic cubes for, they'd probably be like, you know, $15 a pop. But since we have to have them custom made, they're like $50-$60 a pop.
Plus, we had to make these. Yeah. It's annoying.
It's a bitch.
They had it so much easier.
You know what? I guarantee you now, though, if you go online, some of those web addresses have been registered since the episode aired on Wednesday.
Possibly. Needless to say, they're the Washington Redskins, it doesn't make the Redskins too happy, which I love. My favorite line is the fact of, please, at least just for decency, can you not use the name?
Go fuck yourself.
Yes.
I mean, it was great just because, like...
No, but, well, it was even better because from one Redskin to another, go fuck yourself.
And if you guys don't know what's going on in the world a few months ago, it was the Redskins were under a lot of flack because people were like...
The Washington Redskins, the NFL team, not the startup,
yes, was under a lot of flack for the name because people are a little bit too sensitive nowadays and saying that it was racist when actually they do a lot to promote the communities and they're one of the only organizations out there that were really helping the situation. But people decide to get a knot in their panties and run after them. But the thing is the Redskins didn't want to change their name. And it was basically the same thing. We had a group of people saying, for common decency, just change the name. It's really hard to change name, you know, from one Redskin to another. Fuck you.
What's great is, you know, obviously they involve the entire NFL establishment. But to the point at the end, we've defeated the Bears, the Eagles, and we will defeat the Cowboys. And it just makes you like, okay, you know what? Because, again, the Redskins took a lot of heat. But you know what? When you look at it, all these names, for better or worse, they're kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Overall.
The setup was brilliant, though.
Absolutely.
With the ending, with the Cowboys destroying the... With the proud people being destroyed by the Cowboys. I didn't see it coming at all. I saw the Cowboys team and I saw the Redskins and I was like, oh, that's funny. But I never saw it coming with, like, the rioters outside. They were a proud people taken down by a supplementing force. I just made up a word. And the Cowboys destroyed
the Redskins. Yes, indeed. One thing that was kind of odd but funny regardless was you only get 4 downs. But
when was that?
In football, you get 4 downs to make 10 yards.
Yeah.
In South Park football, he just kept hiking the ball to himself and kept getting annihilated. Not the rules and regulations under which football is played, but all right. Funny nonetheless.
I liked it that Cartman was intentionally confusing the two situations. Like, you know what? Once you start doing things, it goes down a rough track until you're suddenly molesting boys. That's the Catholic Church, Cartman. All right, well, just like the Catholic Church, maybe some days you find yourself in an elevator beating women. No, that's football.
Butters is great. Wait, which one don't I get raped in? Okay, this one.
I'm staying here, guys.
You know what? It just shows a little bit of arc in Butters. Like, I get it. You know what? I'm just done being effed with.
He's like, I'm good.
Wherever I'm effed with least, I don't stay there.
I don't want to get raped. And this is actually the first episode back since they've released Stick of Truth.
Stick of Truth.
Great game. If you haven't played it, guys, rent it. Took me about 3 days to beat it. And not for children. It has penis, and it has people getting raped with dildos and things like that.
Yeah, it's got a lot of that.
But it's hilarious, and it's absolutely great with the characters. They really do the characters really well. It's the first video game based on a TV show that didn't suck ass. But on a side note, what did you think of the robot?
First off, I loved it because I thought it was just humor in the sense they pulled those lines from him. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they were able to pull such crappy lines of like, we will educate students
on this issue.
Yeah. They were just such canned responses. And then you're like, okay, that's funny. But then when you learn that he's a robot, let the robot handle it. It took it to a whole new
level. And that everyone in the NFL knows, like, no, we got that bot for a reason. It's like, that thing hasn't been working since we got it.
Yeah.
It was definitely a humorous episode. Definitely one that I feel like I'm going to get, like, as soon as my dad watches it, I'm going to get a phone call because I know that he's going to be laughing his ever loving freaking ass off at it. It's amazing to me that this is the 18th season and
going strong.
You're still just blown away because when you're focusing on current material, I think there's no way to really run out of things to make fun of.
Yeah. And, you know, the nice part is because it's so great, there's stuff that you can make good in the moment. Absolutely. But even this can be revisited. And, you know, as long as you kind of have sort of a context, you'll be all right.
Well, even if you haven't seen, like, the old PSA of the Indian seeing the garbage and the one single tear going down his face, like, that's still funny even if you don't get the reference.
Yeah.
So the montage of that and then him, oh, my God, them breaking into Kickstarter. They're going to destroy Kickstarter, and it's like the aliens doing the hand signals, and they're like sneaking in. They're going to like scalp the people, and they just start tackling everybody and
running into
the servers.
They were absolutely brutal.
And fucking the elevator camera showing the woman. You're like, why is this woman just walking in the elevator? And the camera shows a football player.
Yeah. But, you know, it was so great because then it made fun of, like, Ted, you know, those conferences and whatever else, you know, with Cartman kind of saying, like, here, we have a novel idea, we're progressing. Like, you know, in some ways you could just argue that they're making fun of Steve Jobs with unveiling new things or whatever.
With wearing the jeans and the tucked-in shirt. And you're okay, this is like this is like a...
It's any big tech conference, you know, where there's a startup and, you know, you just...
Guys,
you're talking about it, and it's like we found the next progression. We will take 5%, and the Washington Redskins will now help fund you. And we have on top of that, we have a new logo that reflects our views.
You knew it was going to go bad when they said that, and it's just the Washington Redskins logo with tits drawn on and a dick.
Yeah.
And then they changed it again at the end.
The fact that they redid it to be still tits and dick, inserting into tits and dick, rather than just dick. Just what the?
And then, what was it? Cartman's hair, for one, is just hilarious. Just whenever Cartman gets into, like, a persona, it's always great. It reminded me of him as a preacher.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then I'm trying to remember the exact verbiage for the scene that was great. When Kickstarter gets shut down, and they're like, what do we do, guys? What do we do, guys? And then they're like, you know, some people would think this is an obstacle, but we're gonna change our business model. And what was it they changed it to? You guys can just send us money.
You talking about Washington Redskins or the Kickstarter?
No, after Kickstarter gets taken down, they don't get any of their money that people had donated to Kickstarter.
Yeah.
They have to change it, and this is how they beat the Redskins. This is how they beat them breaking Kickstarter.
Huh.
Remember?
I remember. No,
I'm trying to remember what they said. Where they?
I don't know.
We're like, you guys can just send us money, and we'll send you 95% of it back.
Yeah, yeah, it's something like that.
I don't know. I wanted to see the episode again before the show, but whatever.
Let us know your favorite part of the episode. Let us know. You know, we always like that. Well, let us know your favorite episode in general. I really did like this episode. Partly because I'm not necessarily big into football, but I'm big into the controversy of football right now.
What did you think of Stan and Kyle's whole thing where Kyle's like, I just have to walk away. I have to do this on my own. And he does his own startup company making fun of...
It's very much like Social Network, yeah. That type of stuff of like, you know, we started this company for a reason, you know.
Being the moral high ground kind of crap. And then they're like, oh, well, they're doing really well, so I kind of want to get back in with their money. And there was one more thing I wanted to talk about right before we head out of here. Yeah, I was caught off guard by the end because what I thought was going to happen was I thought the Redskins were going to beat them by taking the name and renaming the Washington Redskins football team what Kyle's startup was named, which was going to be the floppy ball sack on the table staring disapprovingly.
That could have been funny. That could have been funny, but...
Oh, well.
We needed to return to a status quo, because next week they're back in school. This week it was all about getting out of school. Now we're like, oh, crap.
Well, I guess we just have to go back to school.
So, you know.
I don't know. Loved it. Ready for next week.
Indeed. All right, guys. As I mentioned, let us know your thoughts below in the comment box if you're watching on YouTube. If you're on iTunes or any other sort of audio podcast device, hey, leave a rate. Leave a comment. Let us know. We also have an old-fashioned thing called email, info@AfterBuzzTV.
Oh, man.
God, who does that anymore?
I don't know.
But this becomes slightly antiquated, but you have an Instagram. What is your Instagram?
Oh.
I meant Twitter is becoming slightly... Instagram is the new thing, at least for me.
Twitter at Stephen Lemieux, STPHENLEMIUX. There we go.
If you're watching the video, Stephen's making hand signs
trying
for
to
the
make
lower
hand
third.
Signs. Yeah, and follow me there. Check. Hey, The Strain, this Sunday, we have special guest Kevin Durant, who plays Vasily Fett, as well as doing interviews with Ben Hyland, who plays Zach, and Jim Watson, who played young Satrakian. Check that out this Sunday if you watch The Strain.
And love us or hate us, we know we're polarizing on this show. We read all the comments, and some of you guys hate our guts. Others of you love what we do. But
all
regardless,
you.
Thank you for tuning in to the South Park After Show. Follow us here on AfterBuzz TV, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We'll see you next week.
Woo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.